Weaver. Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said after talks with Russia's foreign minister Friday that Moscow would face a swift, severe, and united response if it invades Ukraine. Blinken said that after the talks in Geneva that Washington had agreed to provide written comments to Russia after Moscow demanded security guarantees, including a pledge that Ukraine will never be able to join NATO. He described Friday's talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov intended to reduce tensions that have risen since Russia moved troops near Ukraine's border as frank and useful. Western states fear Moscow is planning a new assault on Ukraine after sending in forces into the former Soviet Republic in 2014 to annex the Crimea Peninsula. Russia denies planning an attack, but says it could take unspecified military action if its security demands are not met. Iran, China, and Russia held their third joint naval drills on the northern Indian Ocean Friday, according to state TV. Navies from Iran's armed forces and Revolutionary Guards are taking part in a 2022 Marine Security Belt exercise over an area of 17,000 square kilometers. The drills will include various tactical exercises, such as rescuing a burning vessel, releasing a hijacked vessel, and shooting at air targets at night. The three countries started joint naval drills in 2019 in the Indian Ocean and the Sea of Oman area. Again, Iran, China, and Russia are now holding their third naval drills in northern Indian Ocean that started Friday. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition in Yemen Friday that reportedly killed at least 60 people in a detention center in the Houthi-led Sana province. A Reuters witness said several people, including African migrants, died in that attack. Guterres' spokesman said further deadly airstrikes have been reported elsewhere in Yemen, with children among those killed. Save the Children said in a statement that three children were killed in the western city of Hodeidah. The Saudi-led military coalition has been fighting the Iran-aligned Houthi group in Yemen since 2015. Coalition said the report of dozens of deaths on Friday would be investigated using an internationally approved independent process. Authorities in Ghana on Friday began to remove the debris left by an explosion that killed at least 17 people and injured dozens. Dozens of houses and buildings were reduced to rubble when a vehicle carrying mining explosives blew up after colliding with a motorcycle in western Ghana. Now, the crash happened Thursday in a mining town. The vehicle was carrying explosives bound for the Chirano gold mine in western region. Thich Nhat Hanh, the Reverend Zen Buddhist monk who helped spread the practice of mindfulness in the West and socially engaged Buddhism in the East, has died at the age of 95. Born as Nguyen Wan Bao in 1926 and ordained at age 16, he distilled Buddhist teachings on compassion and suffering into easily grasped guidance over a lifetime dedicated to peace. In talks and retreats around the world, he introduced Zen Buddhism at its essence as peace through compassionate listening. Still and steadfast in his brown robes, he exuded an air of watchful, amused calm, sometimes sharing a stage with the somewhat livelier Tibetan Buddhist leader, Dalai Lama. The Omicron surge this winter has swamped U.S. hospitals with record numbers of patients with COVID-19, but it has also caused frightening moments and major headaches for people trying to get treatment for other ailments. Less urgent procedures have been put on hold around the country, from implant surgeries to steroid injections for rheumatoid arthritis. And people with all sorts of medical complaints have had to wait in emergency rooms for hours longer than usual. Government and business leaders have urged cooperation on the world's biggest issues, climate change, the coronavirus pandemic, and the economic recovery, at the World Economic Forum's virtual gathering. Speeches and discussions from the likes of Chinese President Xi Jinping and UN Secretary General